Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George.
Hi, my name is Nicole Molly. I am 38 years old and here in St. George, Utah. I'm here with my fiancé, Robert Verhelst.
And I'm Robert Verhelst, otherwise known as Fireman Rob. I am 35 years old. And in St. George, getting ready for Half Ironman St. George.
So, Rob, tell everybody first why we're here today.
Today we're coming, it's the start of the 2013 Mission of Inspiration. I do full Ironman and Half Ironman with the run portion and full firefighter gear, weighing 50 pounds for the whole run portion.
Let's go back to how this all started. What made you do the very first race? And what gave you the idea to do it in gear?
Back in 2011, Ironman Wisconsin landed on the 10th anniversary of September 11th. And I had done 8 days of search and recovery at September 11th. I got there 2 days after the trade towers had been hit. 9/11 is one of those topics and far removed from it now. But at the same point, it's in the forefront of everything that I do. It took a lot of years to be able to overcome what I had seen there and what I had done. I think the biggest thing that I took away from that was to live each day. You don't know what's going to happen at the end of the day. Being a part of that, in essence, recovery effort was amazing because it didn't matter who you were. When you were on that site, you were an American. You were there for the purpose of rebuilding what had been taken from us. And to me, that is the greatest gift that I have received from that is how amazing people can be when they need to help their fellow man. It translates into everything that I do here. I worked 8 days of search and recovery on the pile. I mean, a lot of those days were 20-hour days, but you don't realize they're 20 hours until after the fact. You just continue to go and go and go because that's what those other people did. They didn't get a chance to see the next sunrise. They didn't get a chance to have another birthday. You do. Take advantage of that. Make sure that every single day is important, when you wake up to when you go to bed. 9/11 really reshaped my life and reshaped how I approach things. And as much negative that came from it, the positives that came from it for helping people to realize how amazing we can be and what we can develop, you have to take that. And subsequently, I wanted to make that an important moment in my life. So I came up with the idea of honoring those who had fallen, making that point that our country came together as a whole on that day. And so I decided to do it in gear.
What made you decide to make a whole year of it?
The response that I received from that individual event was amazing. I wanted to carry that on. When you get this inspiration and you start to motivate others to be better, you want to keep that going. And I thought in 2012, you know what, I'm going to try to do this again. Every single event, it's amazing to see the individuals. I get to talk to the greatest people because everybody that does these races has a story. And I get to hear these stories.
What are some of your favorite stories?
There was an elderly couple that was near the finish line, and they were sitting out in their lawn chairs. And the gentleman out there, every time I went by, they were clapping and cheering. When I came back around to go to the finish line, I went over onto the lawn, shook their hands, gave his wife a hug. And he said, I told my wife that we wouldn't leave our seats until you got to the finish line. And he was a veteran firefighter of 35 years who had retired. It's that kind of emotional connection that I've made throughout this journey with just regular people, with kids, with endurance athletes, with so many different individuals, and it's a great feeling to have.
What does St. George mean to you? Why did you decide to come back again after the experience last year?
It was that moment that I actually figured out what I was doing. You should never really have a true finish line because you always want to keep going. I finished at 1 a.m. with the fire department, fire truck leading the way, the police department behind us. Just an amazing experience in a life to have that and to be able to touch those people in that kind of way. People are so defined on making grand schemes. To make a difference in this world, they feel like they have to make a grand gesture. No, to make a difference in this world, you just have to inspire one person.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.